We'd like to thank our sponsor, SLC Guitar, for another sweet guitar riff. Welcome to another episode of Build with Breen Holmes, where we talk all things construction, business management, and just have a good old time behind the microphone.
Let's get into it. So, yeah, what are these bad things? How many would you say you see would be bad right now?
I think there's two major, but I think it plays into multiple effects that come down.
Okay.
So stack onto them if you think of anything else.
Okay. Let's go with number two.
Number two. I think the tariffs are going to dramatically hurt our industry. I do agree from a national perspective, they need to happen.
Yeah.
But it's going to dramatically hurt our industry. Everything we put in these homes, you tell me what is American made that gets put in new construction homes?
Don't get me started on that. You're 100% right.
Nothing. All the stone, all the tile, all the lumber, you know, the acrylic, the drywall, everything comes from overseas.
Pieces or the chips that are in the tools that we use or trade partners use to be able to install said products.
Yeah.
I mean, it's scary is what it is.
Yeah. So you think right now, if I say $375 is the cost per square foot of getting into a custom home, it may not be like, you and I both know they go up to $2,000 a square foot, right? They could go crazy. And we're talking very general numbers right now.
Right.
But if $375 is an entry level, I'd be willing to bet 2 years from now, that number is closer to $500 a foot.
So you're talking tariffs as entry in- level home.
I'm
talking more of like entry custom.
Yes.
Come to me as a custom builder, but let's be honest, an entry level home
right now,
a production home is at $200 a foot, $210 a foot.
Yeah.
They're going to go up to $275, $300 a foot. Mm-hmm.
So what will be the average cost to live in Utah?
I mean, right now we're at upper fives, right?
Yeah.
Average for starter homes, $575-ish, somewhere on that. I'm just guessing, but I think it's right around there.
I think you're.
I'll bet you that goes up into close to 700, upper sixes.
So playing bipolar, I'm just curious, how can young kids coming up, just graduating college, coming out of college, how can they afford $4,000 a month?
It's a good question. You tell me.
Yeah.
You tell me.
Well, my law degree says.
I mean, there's some of the good that comes out of all of this is it forces, you know, thinking outside the box. And it forces, I've often said to correlate something else, I've often said the financial industry of the construction industry, the financial aspect of the financial arm is so outdated. Construction loans do not keep up with how we operate in construction nowadays. Mm-hmm. They're starting to come that way, but they haven't for the past, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. I think they're far behind. Now I get it. They have a lot of restrictions. They're dealing with the money aspect. So there's reasons why it's been slower. But I think that the financial, the cities and the zoning and development, those have to find ways to ease up that allow affordability.
Creatively.
You know, yeah, creatively. So I'm not just saying like more density.
Yeah.
Of course, as a developer, I'm going to say smaller lots, more density. Mm-hmm. That's the easiest hit. I do think that, you know, one of the major charges is, I call it removing pieces of the federal government. I do think that the government coming into play is looking to strip down the federal government and say, we don't need all these departments. And I think the more pieces we can take off the ship, the less power it has. And I'm hopeful that it's not going to be in this term, but I am hopeful that in the future years that filters down into state and local governments as well. Mm-hmm. And we get rid of some of the expenses that we have in government. So that's part of it. I think part of it is development and zoning and density.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're talking expenses as part far of it as is, construction yeah, expenses
yeah.
and what government, okay.
Yeah, you know, like I think, I'll just flat out say, I think that a city having a multiple person building department that reviews plans and we spend a ton of money in plan review and impact fees is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. Building departments need to be one of the first things to go.
Damn, period. The whole department.
Yes.
Okay.
You could wipe out the entire building department and have one cashier that says, okay, you're coming in for a new permit. Think, think, think. You owe X amount of dollars for taxes and fees. Pay it. Thank you.
How would you regulate anything as far as a city?
What does the city regulates, but what is the city responsible to regulate?
Good question.
Because at the end of the day, the liability, where does the liability lie?
With the builder.
100% builder, architects, engineers, anybody and everybody that has a professional license and does work on a job is liable for it.
So the city, if you got rid of that department and there's a development, and I'm just playing devil's advocate
here. Totally, yeah.
There's a development. No, there's no development, but there's two homes that are, let's call it 10,000 square feet. And then the next lot over, somebody wants to build a trailer park.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next lot after that is someone with a, that purchased a lot, they want a 2,000 square foot home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you regulate?
I'm not saying any of that. I'm not saying strip out zoning. There's okay. still law. Okay. There's still land law that has to go into place.
So you're just saying, here's the law. Mm-hmm. Here's what needs to happen in this specific area, but build within that and work it.
Now, let's say I want to change that. I want to do a development or have a variance. Who do I go through with that anyways? Right now, the planning department reviews the application and takes a recommendation to who? City Council and Planning Commission.
Okay.
They're not in the building department. Most of them are volunteers. They get elected into a position.
Yeah.
You don't need a planning department to say, well, we reviewed it and we recommend. Mm-hmm. In other words, what they're saying is, hey, we've elected people that don't have the knowledge of this industry that are going to approve or disapprove of this application. So we need somebody that does have knowledge, i.e. a planning department, to tell us what we should do. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to bring in the public ear.
Yeah.
Because I have no professional background in zoning and administration. I'm a doctor, but I had a lot of popular people vote me in.
Right.
So the people think it's a bad idea, so no, I'm against it.
Yeah.
But most of the time we know if you have a good recommendation from a planner, the city's going to say, well, no one's here to yell and throw out their pitchforks, so I'll go ahead and approve it. Sound good? And we also know a lot of that's politically driven.
Yeah.
So what if you go back to like none of the building department and planning department matters? We've had an outside firm review, and providing they stick within this and they design the plans, we'll give them a positive recommendation. You know, so like, I mean, we're going clear down this tangent. I think you could totally remove that department.
Hmm.
And I think that would cut back in fees and expenses. It'd cut back in taxes. You know, so one of the positive things that I think with current government is they are working on that. It's from a federal level. We'll see if it filters down to state and local level. I think there will be things that filter down because of lack of funding on a federal level.
Mm-hmm.
It has to. Mm-hmm. But I mean, bringing back the original question, I think tariffs are probably going to, you know, number two, I think is what you brought up. I think tariffs are probably going to have a major effect to the materials we use in our industry.
The last time we had tariffs, it dramatically affected
lumber and steel industry. And acrylic, right? Drywall.
Stone,
yep. Like, things are crazy.
Dramatically, like saw prices of... I was in the stone industry at that time, and getting product was one thing, but then when it arrived, it was like, I'm trying to think of what that percentage was, but it was substantial. It was almost 50%.
Well, look what happened when COVID hit and mills shut down and tariffs came into place. What happened with lumber? That was just a few years ago. It went insane, right?
It was crazy.
I mean, we went from what, like $475 raw lumber linear board foot, so to speak, to like just under $1,300 a foot, like that. I mean, it happened in like a year, and then it slowly started to come back down. Mm. And that was partially because of COVID, but it was also tariffs. Tariffs were huge. I mean, the National Association was fighting tariff and tariff charges on lumber. Mega.
I remember like going to Home Depot because I had a project I was working on at the house or whatever, and went to go get a little piece of some plywood.
Mm-hmm. OSB.
It was like,
didn't that shit go up to like $56
a sheet? $56 a sheet. Yeah. I was like,
and it was like,
what the hell?
It was like 12 before.
Yeah. I mean, it was insane.
I mean, I like, we literally, me and a few other builders were ordering railroad trucks full of lumber and storing them on site because it was changing so dramatically week to week to week.
Right.
You could, at some point in time, I think we ordered like a train truck of like entire full sheet. It was like $30 a sheet or $28 a sheet. And then we could turn around and like sell it to other builders for like $40 a sheet. And it was still a huge discount. It was stupid. You know, so like you start talking tariffs and you start talking everything that goes into those homes is made overseas. I mean, there's very few things that are made locally. You might say a custom cabinet's made locally, you know, like what else?
Well, I mean, you can say the cabinets even are the made wood. Locally, but
yeah, the wood comes.
Who was I talking to about this? The drawer glides, the ball bearings totally. And the drawer glides were from overseas.
Yeah.
And they either were paying a tariff on them or they couldn't get them.
Mm-hmm.
So then cabinets just sitting in the shops.
Yeah.
Could move.
Yeah.
Could move.
Now there is, again, they claim, government claims that they're going to be pushing for a lot of these large industry people to set up shop and produce here in America, bring the jobs back to America. But we know that's not going to happen overnight.
It's going to
And tariffs are going to crush us. Yeah. Tariffs are going to crush us. So that's number one. No, that's number two.
So I'm a little nervous to hear what number one is.
I am too.
Because number two is very scary.
All I know is I'm very happy to have a home right now.
Right? Exactly. Right.
Being dead serious. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Right.
I just finished a podcast. Well, I just did a podcast a few weeks ago that posted today with another friend. And we brought up kids nowadays. And I was like, you know, we were all raised by our parents that, you know, walked uphill both ways to school in 2 feet of snow. And we were told that, and now we're telling that to our kids, so to speak. But if there's one thing I have learned, I don't understand what it's like to be growing up today in today's world with today's challenges. I don't. You're right. I already own real estate. I sure am glad I do. I hope I can find a way to help the younger generations have homeownership.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a bigger problem than I can solve.